This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally, toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line. Here we are on a Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Caps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susie Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union, plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com. Always made possible by Minute Printed, BCS in Michigan Town, 51 West Event Center, ProBike Computers, Blackhawk Winery, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, The Farmers Bank, and Ellis Jewelers. I'm Kevin Keith with Melissa Miller over there.
Morning.
Morning to you. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
So we all ready for Ag Day tomorrow?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think we're in good shape. And we're actually going to, not only are we having Ag Day, but we will be showcasing a new episode after Ag Day.
Yes.
A new episode of All Things Ag.
Oh, boy.
Michael sent Adam and I the video link? Last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the link, and we watched it, and it's really good.
Where was this?
This one is combines, and it's a long one. Mm-hmm. So it poor Michael, he had a lot of editing to do because we were all over that combine. So it was up and down and moving equipment, and yeah.
Good deal.
So, but
good
no, deal. It looks great. I actually watched it this morning, and it looks great. So.
And that's pretty timely and topical too.
Yeah,
Farmers be in the fields here before too long.
Yeah. We're hoping we've got. I think Adam's got like three between the two of us. We've got three or four more programs ready to line up and start shooting. So
yeah, I figured there was no shortage of
no,
things to
there
talk
isn't.
About.
And with
thing is your
we're
time.
We're finally getting into the weather now,
mm-hmm.
that we're going to be able to do. And of course, Michael had shoved up. He kind of, the one on combines kind of got pushed back so that we could do the one for FFA.
Mm-hmm.
Since we had our guest in house and.
So we're going to play that then after Ag
after
Day tomorrow
Ag Day,
live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
tomorrow
we'll
afternoon
the,
after
okay.
Ag Day, then he's going to showcase that. He's going to put it up.
We're going to talk a little bit more about Ag Day in just a moment. But first, the Skywatch weather forecast. A chance of sprinkles here before noon, otherwise mostly cloudy. Becoming sunny this afternoon and a daytime high up to 63 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 43. Sunshine tomorrow, high up to 68. This gets better as we go along here. Thursday, a 30% chance of rain after 2, high 68 again.
Yeah, don't get too happy.
I know. I see some rain rolling in here.
No, it gets better.
52 and some rain Friday. Saturday, sunny, high 51. Sunny and a high 61 on Sunday. I'm not seeing too,
you're not
too much
seeing
bad here.
On Saturday?
Okay, let
okay,
me see here.
On mine, I've got
well,
it pulled up. Yeah.
Down to 32.
It's going to get cold enough that we may have snow showers.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But it won't last long.
Yeah.
That
gives
long.
Me some hope with Sunday being sunny and 61.
Yeah, all that's pretty much going to be overnight. So
44 now from your official weather station, WILO, coming up at 9 o'clock. We will be talking with Kathy Martin with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition. She's going to give us a call. Laura Archibald is at a meeting this morning. And Laura's one of our, don't we start things with her?
Laura is one of our guests tomorrow. No, we actually start out with Jeff Hardesty.
Jeff Hardesty, okay.
And then, yeah, you're going to make me pull my
paperwork. No, I've got it right
now.
Here. Laura's at 10.
Yeah, we have Laura at 10. She's going to be talking. Jeff's going to be talking about landscaping because we're getting ready. You know, everybody's itching to get out there in the yards and everything. And he's we're going to talk about that. Laura is coming in. We're going to talk about the community garden.
Very good.
So
yeah.
That's cool. A lot of people, I don't think, realize we have a community garden that they've got put together.
Yeah, and, I think last year was the first year because they had just moved in.
Yeah.
And I remember she calls once a month, and we talked to her a couple times a month. She kept telling Ken and I that they just had this exorbitant amount of tomatoes. And
yes.
So they were trying to can them and
was
do everything
one of,
else.
Yeah, one of the things that has a tendency to grow well here in central Indiana or north central Indiana.
So they've got plenty of room over there, too.
Right.
Right
yeah.
behind
they're,
where
they're,
they put it
they're
at,
looking
so.
To expand
that's
that.
Cool.
So that's going
like
to be cool.
It.
So Laura's going to be here, and then... We move on after that one to David Beard and Kevin Harness. And they're going to be coming in and talking about fertilizer alternatives, which a lot of people, basically, it's called manure.
Yeah.
And they're going to be talking about the different kinds of manure that's available out there and what the benefits are of it. They're not coming in to short, you know, they don't want to shortchange any of the fertilizer companies or anything else, but they're just, they want to explain why these guys, why producers are using this stuff. You know, we drive by and everybody goes, but they need to understand that there's a good reason for that.
Sure. So
they're going to talk about the benefits of that. And then we break for lunch for AgriTalk. Then coming in after that is Jennifer Marcheski, FMC Retail Market Manager. She handles a large, wide area of market, and she's going to talk about the different herbicides. And she's going to talk about the advantages of herbicides, but she's also going to talk about the producers, the shortages and stuff that producers are facing right now. Because, you know, we've got with...
Adam was talking about that just a month or two ago.
Yeah. So, and, you know, she's going to talk about the difference between doing soybeans and planting them in rows and just putting them in a, and drilling them and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Then we move on to Jennifer Waite Dutton, who is from Kokomo Grain. She's our friend at Kokomo Grain. She comes in quite a bit and helps us out. And if we need have questions, we can always call her. And she's going to come in and talk about the marketing and the longevity of it and what producers are looking at as far as marketing, what they've stored over the winter, and what they're looking at down into the fall when they start bringing in the crops in the fall.
Boy, market prices, again, you can't get any more timely or topical
than that right now. And, you know, the possibility of it being the volatility of it and everything. She's going to talk about that. Both Jennifers are going to stick around for our Women in Ag Roundtable.
I love this.
And we're also bringing in for the roundtable Leah Harden, which is she's with Clinton County Soil and Water Division. Excuse me. She, you know, Leah's been with us for a long time, and she comes in and her crew comes in and helps us out with meetings and stuff all the time. And we've done quite a few videos with her as well for Ag Day.
All things Ag.
So Leah's going to be part of that. Jill Kingery from
TTG.
Who's also one of our friends and helps us out. In fact, she was a big catalyst for us being able to do that combine video that we're going to showcase. Jill's coming in. And then we have Joelle Oram from Oram Farms. And all these women are coming in. And they're going to talk about why it's important for women to have a role in agriculture and how that has grown over the years. And I think a lot of people would be surprised to know that over 50% of farms have at least one female in management position of it, whether they own it or whether they are running it. So
I think it goes without saying that women have always been an integral part of a farm family. They're just now getting the recognition.
And they're playing a bigger part.
Well, like you said, they're managing and running.
Exactly,
or maybe even owning. Well, it all starts tomorrow morning right after Party Line right here. Matter of fact, I may not even turn off the microphone. We'll just have Jeff sit down at 9:35 and we'll get ready to roll. Now, we do need to play a couple songs so we can switch some microphones.
We're gonna be taking some time and switching back and forth. So, but yeah, we'll be good.
So we want to somewhere here. I've got it. I think it's right here. Yes, I want to give TTG Equipment full credit there. Also, Brock Grain Systems, Ivy Tech Community College, the Farmers Bank, helping us out for Ag Day 2020. What is it? 2022.
and also a shout out to our Hoosierland TV.
Yes, all of those sponsors helping us out as well. Carl Lane, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin, Melissa. Was there anything else that came out of that hearing yesterday? It was all over the news last night for 3 hours about Clinton County. All the news is at the courthouse.
Oh, with the sheriff?
Well, yeah. Did you guys go to it and get the commissioner's response of it and everything like they did on the news?
No, we did not. We have covered this, of course, since it all started, you know, a couple years ago.
It was a big pain on the news.
Oh, sure. No, well, I had it on the news. Did you listen this morning, Carl, here on Wailu? Okay, yeah. It was my lead story.
Oh, okay. So I just wanted to know if there's anything else about it.
You know what? At this point, it's in the court system, and everyone is really reluctant to say anything because their attorneys tell them not to.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, see, Mr. Brewer, the commissioner, said there on the news where it's wasn't legal, and I think he said, I can't remember all the numbers, Ken or Kevin, because I forget, but I think he said... out of the 92 counties we got in the state of Indiana, we're the only one that done something like this. And they want the $327,000 back.
Mm-hmm. State Board of Accounts does, yep.
Is that who it is? State Board of Accounts? Okay. Yeah. I don't understand it at all.
It is a little confusing, but if you take it one bite at a time, it's, you know, we could... I've been able to follow it so far, but yeah, it does get a. You got two or three court cases. It's hard to keep track sometimes, for sure.
Well, I can't believe they're having a jury trial. Why would they have a jury trial?
Well, the charges are as such. A couple of the charges are technically felonies.
Well, I don't know why it'd be a jury trial, and I don't know how they could have a jury trial in Clinton County with all the people here in the county hearing all this on the news.
Get a fair shake for everybody.
You know, I don't.
I didn't post it to Clinton County Daily News because the story actually came in late yesterday afternoon. So yeah. I do have the details, and I was able to get it on the news this morning. Coming up, I don't want to say the date because I don't remember. But
June 6th, I think it was, or 14th.
14th, that's what I was thinking, Carl. 14th? June 14th.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the initial trial. There's an initial hearing in May, I think. Another one, like a pre-trial. And then, June 14th is what I was thinking, too, for if it gets to that point.
Well, I like everybody that this is happening to. I like them all.
Mm-hmm.
But,
me too.
It's just bad, bad publicity for Clinton County.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
I'll
give you
I
that.
I wish they didn't have to have the news here.
Yeah, every TV station in Indianapolis up here poking around town.
That's what I didn't like about it, but that's just my opinion. So, hey, Melissa.
Yeah.
You and Kevin have a wonderful day, and God bless both of you.
Thank you, Carl. All right. Appreciate that, buddy. Always appreciate Carl's phone call. I don't know if you had a chance to listen yesterday, Melissa. I know you have a life outside of here, but Bill and I, of course, do Party Line on Mondays and Fridays, and he's going to help me tomorrow because you'll be getting ready and everything. So
yep.
He and I are going to have some open phone fun. But yesterday, Ken came back.
Yeah, I saw that.
And... We had made those arrangements to get him back in here, and he said he has a couple good years left in him, so we're happy to have him. So I asked him yesterday. I said, "I've got it covered, and you don't have to do it if you don't want. You want to go on the air with us for a few minutes?" And he did. So we had him at the beginning, and Russ Casper actually put up a story on that at Clinton County Daily News. He took a screenshot of. Ken and myself sitting here in the Wailu studios.
Yeah.
So certainly good to see Ken Hartman walking down the halls again of WILO. Don't forget real quick, before we get to Dr. Steve Tharp, we're going to talk with him a little bit. Coming up this Saturday, Melissa, the Carroll Cougars are just two games away from a state championship.
Yeah, they are. They are technically, you can call this the Final Four.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they're in the Final Four in Class 2A. So this one is unlike the regional or sectional. This is just one game.
It's one game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got Saturday, 4 p.m., Carroll will be taking on a very good Central Noble team.
Right.
They're 23-2, I believe.
No, Central Noble's 27-2.
27-2. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Carroll's 24-1. And at Elkhart, I hate that the boys have got to go a 2.5-hour drive.
It's 120 miles from Flora.
Yeah, Yeah.
So yeah, that's a long. It could have the other option was Lafayette. That would have been a lot nicer.
Yeah, no kidding.
So Central Noble, I was looking up. A friend of mine shared a link with me last night. I was looking up, and they had a couple wins this year where they beat. This is varsity mm-hmm. where they beat some boys teams, and they were teams I'd heard of, like 70-10.
Yeah.
So they can put up some points for sure.
Yeah.
Central Noble in Noble County.
Right.
Which is
By Ligonier. Well, actually, there's two Noble high schools.
Yeah,
One's in Ligonier, and they're in Albion.
Albion, yeah, that's yeah. what. The county seat of Noble County. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I don't know what we call this feature anymore. I always welcome an expert's phone call, Dr. Tharp. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad to be able to. Come in, and actually, I'm very glad that I was sort of casting about this morning, seeing that it was a time that I was sort of scheduled to come back in and talk, and I started thinking about what will I be talking about
right.
as the pandemic seems to be settling down and. I'm very, very pleased for that, I did recognize that that I'm still suffering from time change effects.
the hangover from the time change.
Yes, absolutely, that hangover, and I think when that comes to pass, that's my biggest concern. I'm really sort of out on a limb, but perhaps we could convince the legislature to reevaluate the idea of the time change and go back to staying on the same time all the time. That in my younger days, that was what we did, and
we were talking about that just yesterday
indeed.
But the state of our public health is improving dramatically as far as the pandemic is concerned. One of the things that we have run into. Is that people are behind, especially our school kids, on getting their regular vaccines and staying up to date on what they need to get. And mm-hmm. so I want to remind people that this is very important, and that is one of our big missions at the Department of Health is to make those vaccinations and treatments available to people. So we are continuing to have some extended hours to catch people up and also to give people further COVID vaccines if they are eligible for those. I hear a lot about going to another dose. My personal opinion is that we probably will get to where we do recommend that. And in fact, we are going from a pandemic to an endemic state. And that means that there's a pretty much predictable amount of disease going around and affecting people. We do that. We have all kinds of vaccines and ways to treat other illnesses that are like this, and so we want everyone to remember, that just keeping up with those routine things. We have pneumonia vaccines, and our kids still have occasional rubella outbreaks and various kinds of. Illnesses, and so that's we're getting back into our primary mode. So,
is there any concern coming from the Department of Health that China just went back into a lockdown? They literally just this
so
week
did Germany.
Went back into a lockdown of 51 million people have been ordered to lock down because COVID is going rampant again over there.
Sure. You know, and this is what we, you know, kind of think about with endemic periods is that we do have outbreaks and that they, you know, it requires certain activities. Now, I believe that China situation may well be related to the fact that they don't have as much access to vaccines and possible treatments and things that we do. So that is a big concern. But yes, you know, we're still in a situation where we are in transition. We are very mindful of the disease that's around, we are still on very much a mode of looking for outbreaks, looking for areas of concern geographically or populations that may be particularly susceptible. And although the you know, the less than 5 year old vaccine program is seems to be stalled at the moment just a little bit, I am quite confident that they will get that straightened out and that we will be able to recommend those later on for everybody, just like we do for tetanus and influenza and so many other diseases that we have literally brought under control using the tools of public health. So that's what I look forward to, and I look forward, quite frankly, to an easier time of it.
As we're getting ready to move into the warmer weather and people are going to be getting out more and going, and like you said, they need to get out there and they need to get those appointments scheduled that they put off and get those checkups and get those vaccinations caught up, especially for the kids. And but as all that's going on, what's your advice to everybody as they get out and kind of life returns to normal?
And Dr. Tharp, also, is there anything that we could take to keep healthy as we go on with this, like plenty of zinc, vitamin D, watch our weight, sleep?
Okay, well, you know, the things that are the most worrisome in our populations once we have the COVID under control are things like diabetes and, you know, some of the smoking and the effects of that. We do know that people have been putting off screenings for cancer, like breast cancer, colon cancer, and various things. I saw a statistic just this morning that breast cancer has the severe breast cancer, the stage four that is you know, the worst level. We were detecting about 1.6% of cancers as being in that stage, and that's gone to over 6% in the last 2 years. And we believe that it's because people have not followed up with cancer screening and the things that go on. So we have plenty of challenges in our world, including things like diabetes, as well as infectious diseases, and of course, you know, obesity and all of the things that used to occupy our minds a lot. And so
yeah,
we'll be
absolutely.
We need to, you know, we need to get back online with all of those things. But summer in particular is the time when mosquito-borne illnesses come out. They're not nearly as prominent as the COVID and some of the other infectious diseases, but certainly they are devastating to those who get them. So, you know, common sense things, you know, if you're going outside at dusk when the mosquitoes get really active, you know, wear some repellent or, you know, make sure that you're doing what you can to keep from being bitten. That's one of our best ways to prevent mosquito-borne illness. And, you know, and we have all of the long-term challenges that that we've struggled with all along, things like tuberculosis and other illnesses that sneak up on people, quite frankly. And so we want to watch out for those things, but I hate to talk about all the doom and gloom.
I know, I know.
When I, you know, when we are really, I certainly hope entering a time.
Somebody must be making a sales call. Sorry about that. Okay, let's take a. This is dangerous to take a phone call live on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Kathy from Healthy Community.
Oh, hi, so Kathy.
It's more dangerous.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Could have been a lot worse there. Hey, we've got, why don't you give us a call in just about 5 minutes?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. That's Kathy Martin, Healthy Communities, Clinton County Coalition. And I thought we had this discussion last week. Mm-hmm. There were two or three people here in the building other than us, Melissa. And we've got this weird system. I mean, it's good technology, but it's just,
I think it was a gremlin.
Well, it's just one of those. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. It's one of those things where when we're using a line, other people in the building can't see. It's not lit up.
Right. Exactly.
And vice versa.
So they accidentally pick up on the wrong line. And yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I almost caught Russ Casper transferring money one day. Scary. Dr. Tharp, I'll let you wrap up with final thoughts.
I just want to say, you know, let's enjoy this great weather that we're having. Let's be respectful of other people's feelings about how to stay safe and what to be doing, and let's be thankful for the for what we've been given and what we have, what the good things that we have, and try not to focus on things that have been not so great. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dr. Tharp. We appreciate the phone call, as always. Yeah, it's good to talk to Dr. Tharp where we're not scared.
Yeah, exactly.
or trying to find information or get around misinformation. I want to say something real quick here. Going through Facebook last night and Twitter, which I'm getting a little more comfortable with tweeting, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on the Frankfort Police Department Facebook page, I just want to say thank you to the Frankfort Police Department, because on top of the awesome job they do anyway,
mm-hmm.
on March 14th, from like March 14th, which was yesterday technically, going back to like Friday, they arrested, how many was it here? They had like 14 different arrests, and all of these had something to do a little bit with just simple traffic violations.
Yeah.
But I want you to, you know, because we see those all the time, but I want you to listen to what some of these charges are and what some of these people were driving around our streets with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say thank you, Frankfort Police Department, for taking this stuff off the streets. We had a car attempted to stop by the police, vehicle traveling with no headlights. It refused to stop, continued driving till it reached a driveway. There they arrested him, 37-year-old Harley Dubree. Also, the Clinton County Prosecutor's Office has filed some charges: felony resisting law enforcement with a vehicle, driving while suspended prior, and operator never licensed. Also yesterday, was that yesterday? Yes. Frankfort Police Officer Freddie Martinez stopped a vehicle for speeding in the 500 block of East Kiger. Registration plates also expired. Investigation resulted. He was arrested, 20-year-old Sage Thomas of Indianapolis. Now, Sage is facing felony possession of meth and possession of a firearm without a permit. So here we have a guy from Indianapolis driving around our town mm-hmm. with meth and firearms. So, again, thank you, Frankfort Police Department. There were also four arrests for operating while intoxicated, four separate. Five arrests for operator never licensed and or driving while suspended prior. Two arrests for possession of controlled substances. One arrest for a hit and run. And two juveniles listed as runaways. And Chief Scott Shoemaker points out all these are conducted from traffic stops or unsafe driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would have never came to an arrest or anything, and they would have just kept doing their thing. So thank you, Frankfort Police Department, for keeping our streets clean. We're taking a break. We'll come right back. We've got Kathy Martin with Healthy Communities, Clinton County Coalition, next on Wylo's Party Line.
1570 AM and 96.9 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort.